I'm Rick Henson with a check of the latest Southwest Iowa news on KJAN. The Iowa State Patrol reports three Nebraska residents were injured during a crash Saturday, July 16th on Interstate 29 in Mills County. The accident happened about 2 miles south of the Glenwood exit on I-29 southbound at around 12:23 p.m. Officials say a 2006 Ford F-150 pickup driven by 60-year-old George Mills of Raymond, Nebraska, was on the ramp from the 32-mile marker northbound when he attempted to make a U-turn and go southbound on the top of the ramp in a head-to-head construction zone. His pickup was hit on the driver's side door during the U-turn by a northbound 2002 Mack semi. The driver of the semi was not identified. Mills and two passengers in his truck, 60-year-old Michael Eppenbach of Ord, Nebraska, and 36-year-old Jeffrey Eppenbach of Waverly, Nebraska, were injured. All three men were taken to Creighton University Medical Center in Omaha, with Jeffrey Eppenbach having been flown by LifeNet helicopter from the scene. The two other men were transported by Glenwood Rescue. The accident remained under investigation. A Minnesota man who was critically injured when he was struck by one or more vehicles July the 6th near Shelby has died from his injuries. 31-year-old Mosadak A. Aiden of St. Paul died Friday at the Nebraska Medical Center. Aiden was hit by an unknown vehicle or vehicles at around 3 a.m. as he was walking on an Interstate 80 ramp. The Iowa State Patrol says the driver left the scene of the crash without stopping, but they acknowledge that person may not have known they struck an individual. Van was previously listed in critical condition after suffering a crushed pelvis and severe head injuries during the accident. He'd been making his way across the country from Las Vegas to St. Paul by whatever means of transportation was available to him, including hitchhiking. A U-turn by a motorist traveling on a one-way road Friday led to a collision that injured two people. The Iowa State Patrol says 83-year-old Leslie Wayne Johnson of Villisca was traveling eastbound on Interstate 80 in Pottawatomie County when he realized he was going in the wrong direction. Johnson pulled his 1998 Dodge Dynasty onto the right shoulder of the road and was attempting to make a U-turn in a prohibited area when his car was hit by a 2008 Chevy Impala driven by an unidentified 15-year-old female. Both drivers were transported by personal vehicle to their respective doctors. The accident happened at around 2:50 p.m. Friday, a little bit northeast of Council Bluffs. A crash between three vehicles Friday evening on Interstate 29 in Mills County resulted in a Nebraska woman being flown to the hospital in serious condition. The Iowa State Patrol says that accident happened around 5:15 p.m. near the Glenwood exit. Officials say three vehicles, a 1998 Harley-Davidson motorcycle, a 2000 Chevy S10 pickup, and a 2003 Toyota Highlander, were all traveling south on I-29 when the pickup, driven by 21-year-old Megan Duran of Johnstown, Nebraska, hit the cycle. Following the impact, the pickup entered the ditch, rolled over, and was then hit by the Toyota SUV. Duran was flown by LifeNet helicopter to the University of Nebraska Medical Center, where a report on her condition is not currently available. Neither the driver of the motorcycle, 27-year-old Luke Edmonds of Plattsmouth, Nebraska, nor the driver of the Toyota, 35-year-old Tara Marie Cowherd of Omaha, were injured. That accident remains under investigation. Heavy rain and intense lightning ripped through the KJAN listening area early Saturday morning. The storms dumped 3.32 inches of rain here in Atlantic at the KJAN studios between 1 and 2 a.m. and caused some minor street flooding and scattered numerous power outages. Higher rainfall amounts were reported further to the northwest near the Marnie area. A lightning strike may also have sparked a barn fire a few miles south of Marnie at around 3:40 a.m. Cass County Communications dispatched Marnie and Atlantic Fire to the Sonia Schuler residence at 55242 560th Street Saturday. The barn, which contained a snowmobile and camper, was reported to have been fully engulfed in flames minutes after the first firefighters' page went out. The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers has ordered construction of a seepage berm along a levee protecting a wastewater treatment plant in Bellevue, Nebraska, from the Missouri River. The Corps announced Saturday that the emergency measure is for a section of levee that extends 4.5 miles from the mouth of Papillion Creek south to near Highway 370. The Corps awarded a $146,000 contract for the project. The berm will border the levee and allow water to seep through the levee and into the berm. The Corps says it'll help to safeguard the integrity of the levee. The work is expected to be completed by Thursday. The Corps is releasing massive amounts of water into the river from dams upstream, and those releases will keep the river high in eastern Nebraska and western Iowa well into the fall. And finally, in western Iowa news, a woman who killed her younger brother and sister in a house fire went before the Iowa Board of Parole Friday morning, asking for her 45-year prison sentence to be reduced. Tracy Dice was 17 at the time she set her home ablaze in Griswold. She told investigators the fire was intended to kill her abusive stepfather, but instead her siblings were killed. Dice took a plea bargain in 2005 that makes her eligible for parole in 2022.
I know that I took the plea deal, and I know that what I did was wrong, and I know I killed two innocent people and tried to kill more, and I understand that I need to be punished for it, and I think I already have, and I'm going to pay for it the rest of my life.
Dice's mother and stepfather, Brian Street, escaped the fire. Street was sentenced to 30 years in prison in 2007 for sexually abusing Dice and her 13-year-old sister, Jessica. Dice told board members that she'd like to be released from prison before her sentence is up in 2035.
I know it was wrong, and I know that they died, and I just want maybe for you to be able to look at my sentence before my mandatory's up and maybe give me a chance before then. I'm not saying I want out now, but maybe before that my mandatory's up. I mean, I did try and kill everybody in the house that night, and I realized this, and my brother and my sister died.
Parole board members told Dice they would not recommend Governor Branstad commute her sentence. Board Chair Elizabeth Robinson noted Dice agreed to the plea bargain and the 45-year prison sentence.
I've read your file front and back. I've read the DCI report, and you had a horrible life. And you yourself was a victim. But one crime cannot be committed to cover another crime. And that's where you went wrong. You lived right across the street from the sheriff. There were plenty of people that you could have gone to for help.
Board members said they were also troubled by the fact that Dice poured gasoline around the entire house, including an area near a couch where her sister was sleeping. Dice said she didn't intend to kill her siblings.
That night when I poured the gasoline, I wasn't thinking about where I poured it. I just poured it and got anything I could because I was tired of all of it and just wanted all to end. And when I poured it that night, I wasn't thinking about them.
One parole board member asked Dice what she would say to her sister and brother if she could speak with them today.
The only thing I could think to say was that I'm sorry. I don't know what I could say. I mean, there's a lot that I'd like to say and a lot of regrets that I have. But truthfully, I don't know what I would say. I know that I don't know.
She spoke to the parole board gathered in Des Moines via video feed from the Iowa Correctional Institution for Women in Mitchellville. Parole board member Thomas Phillips wasn't swayed by Dice's argument for early release.
In my opinion, you seem to have little remorse in what crimes that you committed. I think to say simply I'm sorry, to say I don't know what I would say to those individuals, to me personally, does not show remorse.
James Felker, another parole board member, agreed with Phillips.
I'm not impressed by statements that on your part that you feel you've served enough time on the sentence. You don't seem to be very remorseful, so therefore my vote is no.
Dice is now 24 years old. Caleb, the 6-year-old boy she refers to as her brother, was actually her nephew. Dice told board members she considered Caleb her brother because he was being raised by her mother. I'm Rick Hansen, KJAN News.